Listeners Special. In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warm greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, February 27th, 2022. I'm Atefa Erfani, hosting this program today. As you may know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. If you have any message for our listeners around the world, then you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Please do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And also here, I offer heartfelt condolences to our listeners on a very doleful day, which faithful commemorate every year on the 25th of the month of Rajab. Yes, today is the tragic day when the Prophet's seventh infallible heir was martyred in Baghdad through a fatal dose of poison during imprisonment by the usurper Abbasid regime in 183 AH, corresponding to 799 AH. He reposes in eternal peace in the sprawling twin-domed gold-plated shrine of Qazamain, where people flock day and night and pay their respects to him by saluting him in an appropriate manner. Please keep us company until the end of the program. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. As you may know, these reception reports are very helpful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers. So, as you may know, these reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us. So here I do express my appreciations to those of our great listeners who have sent us reception report, including Jan Thornblom from Sweden, one of our regular listeners, Preeti Singh from India, and Muhammad Fazli from Malaysia, one of our old and regular listeners. So, Jan Thornblom, Preeti Singh, and Muhammad Fazli, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And here I also do express my warm appreciations and gratitudes to those of our great listeners who have sent us emails and letters from around the world, including Wu Xiano from China, who has sent us an email. Alexandra Bogdanova from Slovakia has sent us an email. Also, we have an email from Austria from Harald Seuss, one of our old and regular listeners. From Finland, we have an email from Sixten Niman. And the last but not the least is an email from Canada from Alan Willey, one of our regular listeners. After a short break, I will be back with these great emails from these great listeners. Welcome back. As I said, from China, we've received an email from Wu Xianun. Let's see what Wu Xianun from China, one of our great listeners, says. He says, I am a radio listener in Shenzhen, China. I hope you can issue me a radio listening certificate card that is QSL to prove my listening. I hope your station provides the listeners with a QSL card, schedule, flag, etc. Salam and warm greetings to you, Wu Xianun from China, and thank you very much for sending us this email from Shenzhen, China. Thank you very much. Yes, my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card because in the time of pandemic, sending, as you said, a radio listening certificate card, any material, any schedule or flag is not possible because we are in the time of pandemic. So please accept our electronic QSL card. And about the schedule, you can find IRIB English Radio schedule in our website at www.parstoday.com/en. Anyway, Wu Xianan from China, thank you very much for sending us this email. Write to us soon. And from Slovakia, we've received an email from Alexandra Bogdanova. Alexandra says, greetings. Thank you very much for contacting me and acknowledging my reports. It's very much appreciated. I personally like the broadcast by the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. It is very professional and informative in my opinion. It's nice to hear about things that are currently happening in Iran and its neighboring countries. Personally, I would very much appreciate if you could add more programs or talk more about regional things such as culture, music, food and history, or even the politics. It's very interesting to listen to. Personally, the only problems that I have with the broadcast is always the reception. The signal is mostly very weak in Central Europe, hard to receive, and sometimes it's not so audible and understandable. Other than that, I have no problems with anything, really. If you would like to hear more or if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. Salam and warm greetings to you, Alexandra Bogdanova from Slovakia, and many thanks for writing such a nice email to your radio station, IRIB English Radio. We are so glad that you enjoy our programs and you enjoy our broadcast because you said you found the programs of IRIB English Radio professional and very informative. Thank you again for reflecting your views about our broadcast. It seems that you like IRIB English Radio talk more about regional things like culture, music, food and history and politics more. Thank you very much for telling us your views and about the problem you had with the reception. You said the reception and the signal is very weak in Central Europe. Yes, of course, my colleagues, I will inform my colleagues about this problem and they will soon fix the problem. And nothing is left except expressing our warm gratitudes to you, Alexandra Bogdanova from Slovakia, for writing such a nice email to your radio station, IRIB English Radio. Alexandra Bogdanova, write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon. So, after a short break, I will be back with an email from Harald Suss from Austria, one of our regular listeners. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. This email that I'm reviewing is from Austria, from Harald Suss. Let's see, Harald, one of our old and regular listeners, says, thank you for contacting me as a listener of IRIB. I listen to IRIB English Radio since a very long time ago. I began radio listening in 1975. I remember I received my first QSL card from IRIB in 1985. I like to listen in to foreign radio stations to learn about the culture in these countries, one of Iran. It is a pity that I never could travel to Iran. I hope I will get a chance to do it. Your programs are quite interesting, even for a person like me who is not quite familiar with the politics. Please continue broadcasting in English and show us your country virtually. I also collect QSL cards and so I sometimes send you my reception reports. I will continue to follow your broadcast if I get some time to do it. I wish you and all the team the best in your work and in your life. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Harald Suss from Austria, and thank you very much for sending us this great, great email. We are so happy that our listeners reflect their views about our broadcast, so we can better the quality of our programs when we hear your views about our broadcast. So it seems that you've been listening to different radio stations, different foreign radio stations since very long time ago, as you said, 1979. Yes, it's a very long time ago. So you received your first QSL card from IRIB English Radio in 1985. That's great. That's amazing that you've been keeping it and you've been remembering it. It shows your commitment and your faithfulness to IRIB English Radio, your loyalty. And that's great. It made my day, actually. You like to hear more about the culture of Iran and the interesting programs alike. Okay, I will inform my colleagues about that. Thank you again for sending us this great email. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card, because as before that we sent our great listeners paper QSL cards and the souvenirs, in the time of pandemic, it's not possible. So please, in this time, in the time of pandemic, accept our electronic QSL card. Haralds is from Austria. Many thanks for sending us this great email. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon. So let's see, what is the next email? This email is from Finland, from Sixten Niman. Let's see what Sixten says. Dear sir or madam, first, I hope you are COVID-19 safe. I had a great pleasure to pick up your radio here in Nikralbi, Finland, on 936 kilohertz medium wave. The reception was fairly good. I am enclosing an audio clip of my reception. Nikralbi is a small town on the west coast of Finland, about 500 kilometers north of Helsinki. I would be very glad and honored to receive a verification of reception. I thank you very much in advance. Best regards. Salam and warm greetings to you, Sixten Niman from Finland. And many thanks for sending us this email. So you had the chance to pick up IRIB English Radio in your region. As you said, your region is Nikralbi, Finland. That's great that our signals are heard in your region, in Nikralbi, Finland. It's good. And you said the reception was fairly good, and that's great. Sixten Niman from Finland, why don't you tell us your opinion about our broadcast in the upcoming emails? We are waiting for them. So we are honored to have received this email from you, Sixten Niman from Finland. We wish you all the best. Yes, hopefully and fortunately, most of the people in Iran are COVID-19 safe, because the majority of the Iranians have received the booster dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Thank you very much for sending us this email, Sixten Niman from Finland. Write to us soon. We are looking forward to hearing from you. And after a short break, I will be back with the last email. Welcome back. Alan Willey, one of our regular listeners from Canada, has sent us an email. Let's see what Alan says. Dear staff, please find attached with this email another set of reception reports of IRIB English Radio broadcast during the past month. Also, I appreciate your previous mention in correspondence of the possibility of taking part in a possible interview. I hope I can also participate in an interview with you very soon. By the way, I've just enjoyed listening to your listener program today. Listeners special, I mean Alan Means. And I enjoyed hearing your listeners' comments a lot. Thank you very much for your consideration and kindest regards. Salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, Iran, and IRIB English Radio to you, Alan Willey, in Canada. Thank you very much for writing this email to us. So you are a volunteer in participating in a possible interview, and that's great. My colleagues will soon tell you the time of it. So Alan Willey from Canada, my colleagues will soon send you an electronic QSL card as a confirmation. And it seems that you listened to Listener's Special last time and you enjoyed. That's great. Write to us soon, Alan Willey from Canada. Dear listeners of Listeners Special, the Sunday program, before we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special, again, I offer my heartfelt condolences to you on the martyrdom anniversary of the Prophet's seventh infallible heir, Imam Musa Kazem, peace upon him. Many thanks for being with us and goodbye.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all.